Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Okay.
So yeah, you just talk into it.
Okay. I just have a mic like this.
You're doing great.
Can we do commentary on the public?
Oh yeah,
that
absolutely.
Are coming by.
I have featured the homeless on here. They really like me. Actually, yeah, there was one homeless guy. He was wearing loafers, and I was like, "You're not even homeless."
That's his first day, maybe.
No, he's still singing already. He was already singing.
I think the sign is like if they talk to themselves or not.
Yeah.
That's the sign. Like, if
I bet people think that I'm supposed to be homeless because I'll do my set in my room.
Is that how you practice?
Sometimes.
Do you, like, verbally do it?
I'll mentally do it.
Should we walk to the window with the mics and then do our own show while
we
look? No, I'm just, that's some cocksucker shit.
It depends who's on stage.
Josh, I think.
Josh already hates me. There he is.
Hey, how'd we do? How'd we do? Attaboy.
Are you sure?
Just put the sprinkle of doubt.
I will be the very best like no one ever was. To catch them is my real test. To train them is my cause. I will travel across the land, searching far and wide. Each Pokemon to understand the power that's inside. Pokemon, gotta catch 'em, it's hard so true. Our courage will pull us through. You teach me and I'll teach you. Pokemon, gotta catch 'em all, gotta catch 'em all.
I got booked on like my first weekend show here at the Madhouse. I'm real excited. And I was like,
I got booked on a Wednesday show here.
That's still cool. A booking's a booking, dude.
Yeah, I think he just wanted to throw a girl on there and I never got the opportunity again.
As long as it's not like an all female show, I think
I make too many sexist jokes to be invited to those.
If I can sit through an all female show and not listen to like I'm getting fucked jokes, I'm having fun.
Yeah, I didn't even get to my period bit. Maybe I'll do it here.
Go hard on the religion and the dad piece.
I just had 30 seconds left and I can't do. Can you keep it down?
Why does somebody have to die right now?
It happens every time I'm podcasting. Tell listeners who you are.
This Pokemon's name is Pikachu.
It's so cute.
I'm Brian Villona. I've been doing stand-up for 12 years.
They've had many adventures. And the curtain is about to rise on yet another brand new adventure.
Fortunately and unfortunately, still doing it.
12 years of anything is commitment.
I've had an on and off the last 3 years with it.
Most relationships are like that.
No, they are, though. Yeah. I think so. But I came from that place.
You came from?
Arizona.
I went to Arizona State.
Yeah?
But it was all online.
Oh, that's where I went to school. But
you
it was
went
in
to
person.
Arizona State?
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's like the biggest party school.
It was sick.
I went online.
I don't want to like make fun of your religion, but you Jewed yourself.
Podcast. You want to be on it?
Can we hang out?
You look really hipster and cool.
You have a feathered hat. What's your name?
I'm Jennifer.
Jennifer?
A feathered hat, and she's rolling her own Jennifer. Cigarette.
You're the shit. Now, do you do the rolling because of it's like an economical choice?
It's because she has the feather.
Or are you like about the life? See what I'm saying? It's like a stimulation thing. It's like an anxious roll.
Do you like to play, what is that game called with the...
The Rubik's Cube.
No.
The Chinese torture toy.
No.
The origami, like, the square.
Yeah.
And my very best friend, that thing.
Yeah. Pick a color. Pick a number.
When you were like single digit age. Not right now. No, I'm on a podcast now. Sometimes I'm a
right
comic.
Right now we're
yeah.
radio hosts. It's called Girl Interrupter. Here, I'll give you.
Yeah.
I just look better now, I know. Did you get one of these?
That's always a nice. Oh, nice. Promo.
You want to bark for me?
Yeah, let me... Hey, you want to hand this shit out? Watch this. Let's watch people with masks on. I'm approaching with no mask, and I'm going to hand them something.
I have a card for you if you'd like.
Oh.
Ooh, shut down.
You know, I once gave, like, sushi to a homeless man, and he got upset. He's like, I don't eat fish. Picky, right?
Yeah, no, that's... It's San Diego homeless.
I don't eat $80 sushi leftovers.
Yeah. Actually, I'm on a no-food diet. It's just drugs.
So I like your card.
I feel like this doesn't look like me.
Conditions for evolution vary among Pokemon, but they're all living creatures whose appearances change.
I think that's in your head.
No, because I'll give it to people and they'll be like, she's so pretty. That's what they'll say.
I think the goal is to be funny, right?
Sir, our goal is to capture powerful Pokemon.
The goal is to be funny.
If you're pretty, it's distracting.
That's why I put the llama on there.
You don't want to be pretty. Like, where's the struggle?
There is a struggle to get people to listen. I would imagine any time you have a vagina, that's a struggle.
I wish I knew and I could know, but it sounds too expensive for me.
It's like being in Hillcrest.
I do live in the crest. I live in the gayborhood.
That's kind of like what it's like being a woman sometimes. Although I'm getting older, I haven't gotten a dick pic in like a year.
Just as you observe, by throwing Pokeballs at wild Pokemon, you have a chance to catch them.
I've never actually sent one. I thought about sending one because I've never sent one.
You're past that age.
And I was like, you know what? I feel like it's assault now. Because I'm a 36. Like, if I send a dick pic, it's like an
anger
thing.
Yeah, it's like to a 14-year-old.
It's to someone. Unfortunately, I got their number.
And here are your Pokeballs.
You have this pretty face on your card, okay? And then you have this llama. So you did a good job cropping your hair. That's a difficult Photoshop thing to do.
That was how short it was then. I'm older now, and it grew.
I like that we all talk like that. I'm older now. Not wiser, necessarily.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
His aggression. Do you hear that in the background?
What do you think they're talking about? Someone's telling the other person how educated he is. Did you want to broadcast your argument, sir? Because too late. We're going to be on the same show tomorrow.
He's a fun... They're fun.
Yeah.
Comedians are fun.
Comedians, most of... Yeah.
Don't call one for bail, though.
Actually, don't move in with any as
yes,
well.
Yes. And don't rely on any financially. And then you're great. They're great friends.
Mm-hmm.
They're good people.
You don't have to worry about your shit getting stolen.
No, but you might have to give them a shirt and some cash sometimes. That's like a real thing.
That's my life, actually. I didn't realize that was a comedian thing. And then I'm like, okay, well, this makes sense. I'm in the right place. Fired 3 times this year. I've moved 5 times this year.
Why so many? Well, we don't have to go into the depth.
And it looks bad. It sounds bad.
What do you do? Do you just shit everywhere? Like, what are you doing?
I just throw my feces. And then I have sex.
I fight
in
everyone
the living
and
room.
I shit everywhere. No one loves me. It's the weirdest.
There are many Pokemon who live in groups. But it seems that this Pichu is all alone.
Pichu?
You should definitely go up to men and be like, I have a kid. He looks just like you, and get all weird with him.
That's a good idea.
Yeah.
I like to actually say things that are really inappropriate, like either during sex or after sex. That's how I get off.
Or starting casual conversations during the act.
I always say good job after.
High five is a good one. Clock in and out. It feels, you know, it's kind of like that.
At least one person accomplished something here.
At least one of us had an orgasm. I like that. You should always do like that. Let's do it again sometime. And then like leave immediately. Or just like make the other person use the bathroom and they come out and your pants are already on. That's like the best feel good.
Yeah, do you do that?
And then cuddle with your pants on and confuse the guy.
Oh, that's... But what if I'm at my house?
Like, cuddling with jeans on?
I guess it doesn't really make sense to fuck at my house. Never mind.
Why? Tell me more.
It used to be a hospital.
Okay. So what's going on in there now?
The bottom floor where I live was the morgue.
So you live in the morgue?
Yeah.
What's down there besides that?
Other rooms with deadbolts on them. I'm the only white person who lives in my building that's not a pedophile.
Okay. So you live with a lot of older men.
Men,
women.
There's this one chick, she loves to sing. She thinks she's Celine Dion. She was singing the national anthem the other day.
Was it good, though?
No.
Oh,
and it was weird
no.
because she's, like, clearly not white, so you would think she'd be good at it.
Oh.
And yeah. It was just confusing to me. And now I'm, like, having an identity crisis over it.
That's a diglet! It likes to eat tree roots!
Diglet!
You should leave passive-aggressive notes. Can she read? I think start there.
I don't know if she can read.
If they can't read, write really big.
Maybe she's, like, thinking if I sing loud enough, people will move out and she'll have the whole building.
This one's got plenty of confidence.
Tipping.
Hey, we're doing a podcast. Quick cameo.
Hey, yo, Frankie Gonzalez.
What's your social handles? At Frankie G. Okay, bye.
I'll put it in the show notes.
There's good fodder today.
Was that good? Round-nosing? I waved.
take it from me, the giant asshole. How to brown nose is you don't do it right away.
Okay, so what was I supposed to do? Not have any eye contact with him?
So I often ignore people for this reason.
Oh,
I do.
That's a good idea. I'm really bad at that.
The way to get someone's attention is to take it away.
Then they think I'm pissed. I guess they care more when you're pissed.
So when you are abundantly available, people react a certain way. And when you're not, people react a different way. So when you're, for me, I'll be friendly, but I'll figure out, okay, I've seen this person like 6 times. I'll say something. I'm familiar now. I'm not this like, hey, who the fuck?
Yeah, I'm like all in your face. I'm like, hi, let me come to your house and move in.
So the first goal is you have to
stop moving in with people.
Yes, especially men. Don't do that to yourself.
Didn't end well.
Pain hurts. You got to be funny, for one.
Done.
And then you have to be top of mind around them enough, and then they're comfortable
not
with
available.
You.
Available.
Emotionally. Frankie Gonzalez.
Hi. That's me. What's up? Oh my gosh. I remember I was in an orgy. It felt the same way as right now.
Just two dicks pointing right at you.
Yeah, I just
you have a
cold.
Great haircut though.
Thank you.
You look fresh.
The back of my head is very cold.
May I? Got to touch it.
It's like a reverse
mullet.
Mullet, yeah. It's like a normal haircut. Yeah.
So like a fade, like you know? Mm-hmm. Like a tight ass fade on my
Yeah, but it's
head.
Curly and I like it. Oh. I think that's what makes it different.
You do have, I will compliment you, you have luscious earlobes. They look like they should be gauged. They are plump.
You get that a lot? Yeah.
So I asked her about the llama on this.
What's up with the llama on the her little advertisement card?
I just wanted people to know that it's not a serious podcast.
Gotcha.
And I don't like to smile in my photos.
Oh, are you not smiling?
I try not to, actually.
Oh, okay, gotcha. Why do you look so much whiter in this picture?
Because I was better.
As in, like, no, but, like, you look like supremacist white in this.
Thank you.
You look Jewish white right now. Supremacist white.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.